I've always almost performed while I'm making my artworks. I'm a painter, I'm a drawer. I'm not really a sculptor, but I made a sculpture when my site was going because I was worried that might be what I would end up doing completely. My work's really expressionistic now. My whole body becomes part of the work, and I think that's to do with how I've embraced my disability and my sense of the present. I live in the moment because I don't know whether the next moment's going to come. And I think that that's what really empowers and drives my work. And actually, despite having such a severe lung condition, it's incredibly energetic. My name's Rachel Gadsden, and I'm a doctoral researcher at Loughborough University. I've had a disability really all my life. I was born with a particular lung condition, which is hereditary. It's called brittle asthma. It's a very, very severe form of brittle asthma. I've been resuscitated a lot and been on very intense medical treatments. And for about 30 years, I've worn a syringe driver, which is injecting me every single minute to keep my airways open. And maybe as a result of having so many different medications, I found out about 10 years ago I was losing my sight. I have retinoschisis, which means that my retinas have been splitting. So most of what I see is a bit like seeing underwater when you're swimming. But I live with it, and I feel that it's part of who I am. And it's made me realize that your vision is much more than what you see through your eyes, really. What happens now is, you know, I might go for a walk in the forest and I can see that there are shapes, but depending on the lighting, I may see a bit of detail or hardly any detail. But what I do see in my head is this amazing Grimm's fairy tale, and the light catches and it triggers things that are going on in my mind. So in fact, I feel that my vision has become huge because I'm tapping into something else. But there's definitely, I feel, this lid opened, and that's where I'm at now. I know that when I paint, I just sort of become embodied by something, and I'm drawing away, not ever knowing what it's going to be, but have total trust that that's how it's going to work. I'm immediately into whatever the subject is or whatever it is I'm trying to express. And it's almost as if this other energy comes inside me and I'm beginning to live through my body and my memories and the experiences that I've gone through, whether it's a struggle or a survival. It's almost as if I don't exist and something else takes over. And I might throw my arm at the canvas with a brush and make a mark. I hear it in my head as a sound. I sometimes, if I'm in my studio on my own, I'll be quite sort of, whew, to sort of get that energy that goes onto the canvas. And then I feel that that energy that's gone on the canvas will come back. It's very powerful. So with this process of trying to really want any audience to be able to have some accessibility, I've started to work with composers, poets, sound artists to create these other environments that really enable everyone in the audience to understand the emotional capacity of what the work's about. And it's just been really wonderful trying to stretch those notions of what performance art can be. So my research is the representation of modern and contemporary disability art, mortality and activism. That's the overriding subject matter. A really big motivation is that I want every single voice in society to be heard. If those voices aren't heard, then we don't really have a society. So I suppose my hope is that individuals like myself should have the opportunities that I've had to be able to be part of that world too.